You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron RuPaul Alleman. Rod RuPaul Alleman.
Hey, you gotta work.
What's up, RuPaul?
What's up, Mr. Hitman? How are you? How you doing on this Monday afternoon?
I'm doing fabulous, man. I'm doing fucking fabulous.
You're looking good. I know people can't see, but you're donning a Cubs pullover. I know we lost Kyle Schwarber. Looks like we're gonna lose him. It's probably a DH role here come pretty soon. But I also have a Cubs hat on.
I'm fine with that, by the way.
Look at this. I got a Cubs beanie.
I see that, but yeah. I think it's worth noting that yet again, scarf guy isn't wearing a scarf.
Yeah,
not really holding up to your end of the bargain on the scarf deal.
Scarf's gone. I'm telling you, I think she hid it from me, and there's going to be another one in my stocking this year. So fingers crossed. You're going to see a nice new plush scarf here sometime very, very soon. How was your weekend?
My weekend was all right, man. You know, nothing that would really titillate the listening audience out there, to be honest.
I mean, you might be surprised what titillates some of our listeners.
Well, I binge-watched Better Call Saul. It's one of those binge watches where you're disappointed when you're coming to the end because it's so fucking good. I've only got 6 episodes left, so now I'm slowing my pace so I can savor the last 6 episodes.
Oh, that's such a good show. And let me tell you something. When I used to commute, I would watch that on the way to and from the city. And I don't even know. So how many seasons are there? Because I'm not sure
there's four.
I exactly am. So you're in the fourth one?
Yeah.
And so the fourth one is concluded, so you can watch the whole thing if you wanted to.
Well, I'm 4 episodes into the fourth season, so.
Right, but I'm saying it's not, okay. And is this the last season?
It is.
Oh, no way. So I think I watched seasons 1 and seasons 2.
God, it's so good, man. I think it might be better than Breaking Bad.
Oof, see. And I love the fact, I mean, so this takes place before Breaking Bad, so you kind of get to see, I don't want to give anything away, but some of the cooler characters that were in Breaking Bad, they kind of pop up in Better Call Saul. And
yeah,
it's just such a great show, man.
Well, and I got to say, I would imagine that you're partial, comparing the two, you're partial to Breaking Bad because I know you make a lot of meth. Do you still do that? Or?
Well, it's probably not something we want to talk about on public airwaves.
Let's put it in quotes. You make a lot of Kool-Aid.
There you go. That's a lot better.
Yeah, that's code, right?
Lots of fun flavors of Kool-Aid, if you know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that what the kids call it these days, making Kool-Aid?
Yeah, well, some of them. There's lots of, you know, when you're on the street, there's just lots of terminology, depending where you are, depending what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah.
It's very, it fluctuates.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, so how was your weekend, Home Slice?
You know
and
what?
Cindy, it was. Appreciate the podcast and the pronounced apology over the open airwaves of Two Guys, One Podcast. Did that go over well?
So I don't think she's had time to listen to it yet. You know, she's a devoted listener, but we did have, so if you recall, what I was telling you was that we were supposed to have a birthday party for her this past weekend where we were all going to go out. There was like 8 or 9 of us going to go out.
And I was paying attention. Yeah.
Obviously it was canceled because we thought we might have COVID. Turns out we don't. So thank goodness we're in the clear for now. But what happened was some of our really good friends came by. They brought their kids on Saturday. So we kind of had a partial early birthday celebration for her. So she's, you know, she does the 12 days of Z. I don't know if you heard about that. Her, you know, her name is Zintia with a Z. So she likes to celebrate the 12 days leading up to her birthday.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's clever, man. That's clever.
It's wonderful. So we do fun things every day, 12 days leading up. So that was kind of like the – I think that was like day 3. So we did that, and we had a nice little time there. Hit a couple drinks, a couple little shot skis of tequila, and had some champagnes.
Champagne.
And,
yeah.
It was good. And then just had a relaxing day watching some football. We won't get into what happened in Chicago, but lazy day, football day. And then we, what did we watch last night? We started watching, oh, the Selena show on Netflix. That's good. You know I'm into that stuff.
Wow. I'm going to have to pull your man card.
Why? She's incredible.
Okay. If you say so.
I do.
If you say so. What about what's going on in the world of the NFL? I think we've, you know, switching gears here to get your man card back. Let's talk about football.
Talk about football.
Let's talk about football. The frozen tundra. Rumbling down into Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football looks a little bit different today. We actually have two games because one of those games, the Pittsburgh game, was delayed because of COVID. So we're not going to – that was not the Monday Night game that we were going to be looking at. Okay?
Well, let's make sure we recap where we were because I was up 6-4.
Okay.
I'm going to skate out of it. You know, I'm carrying a lead into these last few weeks here.
So you have six wins.
Skate over it a little bit.
So you're saying that, okay, so you had six.
I had six. You had four, my man.
All right, well, you got – okay. Obviously, I lost because the fucking Seattle Seahawks, they were a 6.5-point favorite, and they won by six.
Yeah, so what about
so
that?
So I lost.
And I won again.
You and so now you have a turkey plus one. So what do you call a turkey plus one? Is that are you going for turkey times two if you get six in a row, or what happens?
I don't even know. Jumbo turkey. I'm going for the jumbo turkey.
I would call that turkey with a side of fries.
Yeah. Yes. Turkey with a side of fries, biatch.
Turkey with a side of fries. You got that one. I obviously lost because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I came out of the gate so hot this year, you know.
Man, I'm unstoppable right now. I'm unstoppable.
You know, I think that we turned this corner and now we're in season two and something happened where I'm just god awful right now. But
you're all right, man. Don't
you know,
worry
you know
it.
What I've because here, here's the thing is that I've done my research, okay? I've done my due diligence. I look at past performances. I'm looking at the stadium that they're playing in. I'm looking at the IR list. I've done everything I can to make solid decisions. And you know what I'm going to do?
I think that's bullshit, by the way. I don't think you're doing much research, but all right.
I have a brand new way of picking the winners, and I'm going to start with it today. Now, as you can see, what I've done, I've pulled out a very high-level beer out of my fridge here, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to open said beer.
I'm interested in how this is going to work.
All right, I thought about this. How should I make these picks? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this beer. I'm going to chug it. Then I'm going to smash the can. So I'm going to have a head side and a tail side. So the heads is going to be the open part of the can, like where the lid would be. And obviously tails would be the bottom of the can. I'm going to flip the can up in the air. And if it lands on heads, I'm going to pick the Bills. If it lands on tails, I'm going to pick the Niners.
Nice.
Are you ready?
That's a really scientific approach. Yeah, go.
All right, I'm going to chug this beer. You keep everyone entertained while I do this. Just to take a couple seconds here.
All right, go. Chug, 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 chug. Oh, my God, you're crushing it. Wow, like a frat boy. Can't believe what I'm seeing here. This is destruction. Just destruction of that thing.
So cold.
Yeah, it's like
once it hits
your
teeth, it's so cold.
All right, there it is. Now the crush. No, your mic went out again. Fucking thing. Hey,
okay, got me. Still there? Testing.
Okay, yep.
All right, so I'm going to go outside for the crush. Hold on one second.
This is a pretty...
I'm not going to damage my...
This is a pretty ad hoc way of doing things here on the radio airwaves. But, you know, no one ever accused us of being highly professional around here.
You got me? I say I've crushed the can.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go for the flip. We said heads is Bills, tails is Niners. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Heads it is.
So
I got the Bills. And just so we know the spread, I think this is like an even game. This is like a 1.5 point. What the hell? Yeah, it's 1.5 point game here. I think the Bills are favored by 1.5.
Is it in Buffalo or in San Fran, bro?
It's in San Fran.
Okay, so you're taking the Bills plus 1.5.
Yep.
Man, what? I'm so hot right now. I don't think I can do it. You're wrong. I'm going to take the Niners and try to jumbo size that bird.
Nice. Okay. Opposite ends. I just did the beer chug can flip.
I think that's a really empirical method that you're going with.
I mean,
we'll see how it plays
out.
It's
the only way I could figure out how to determine heads and tails at this point.
And let's just go ahead and finish, round out the scorecard here. I'm steady this week at 32 burritos.
Okay. Same here. I have not had a burrito all week.
And I think where we netted last time is that you're probably still steady at 2 and some change on the scale.
Yeah, nothing's changed. Everything stays the same.
Yep. Eyesight still 20/20?
As far as we know, yes. We think we're due for a checkup soon, but we're going to keep it at 20/20.
Favorite color still pink?
Favorite color is red. I didn't know that was on there.
We had that down wrong. It's a late ad. It's a late addition.
Okay. We'd have to see all evidence moving forward here. This is late entry bullshit.
All right, man, lock it in. Lock and load, and let's get that in the books, and let's see what happens. Let's see what transpires here in the next 4 hours.
Let's do it. Open for a dub.
The victory at San Francisco in the frozen tundra of the Bay Area.
The frozen tundra. It's coming down tonight in San Francisco. Hold on to your hats. Bring your scarf and your winter coat. We're going
battle down between the trenches as these two powerhouses lock up on Monday Night Football.
Buffalo Bills gonna win.
I thought you were going to say you're going to start picking by the might of the mascot, meaning would a Bill, if you were to match up a Bill against a 49er, what would be the reality of that actual matchup, right? I mean, you would think that a Bill would trample a 49er. If it's a one-on-one kind of thing, I don't know, like maybe a 49er, he's got the, you know, the coal mining, what do you call it, the stick with the little pointy end?
Shovel.
Yeah. He could probably maybe get a good swing at the Bill, but then maybe the Bill could trample him. But it's actually the Bills, so it'd be more than one Buffalo, I would assume.
Yes, but it's also the 49ers. Depends, you
That's
know.
That's true.
So 11 rushing Bills versus 11 49ers with shovels, pickaxes.
It depends on if are the 49ers sober.
They don't have to be.
I think actually if they're a little buzzed, maybe they'd be a little more aggressive. I think that would actually factor into it.
If you put them in a room, maybe the room was about 40 feet by 40 feet, I think the Bills are going to win.
I like the Bills in that situation.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we'll see how it plays out. And hopefully, I think if I notch this one, I think it's going to be out of reach for you, but we'll see.
We'll check it out. I'm not scared.
Peace out.
All right,
peace.
Guys.
Peace.
See ya.
It's two guys, one podcast.